Approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Shaver, second. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion?
Taking a head here.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. At the minutes of August 24th, any questions, corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay, we're now for our time for our public comments. Anybody in the audience want to speak? Come on down. You've got 3 minutes to speak to the council, best thing we have control over or whatever. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is William Kinnick. I live in Seaford. I'm the Delaware State Manufactured Homeowners Association president, and I represent 190 communities in the state of Delaware. And I'm standing before you today as I stood before a few weeks ago. I provided you with some documentation from Newcastle County on waterways and new septic ordinance that they're proposing. We still have a sewer issue in Sussex County. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. Donovan Smith still hasn't fixed their problem. They haven't even put the silt fence back up, which is supposed to be mandated. All they have is yellow tape and some orange stuff hanging around, but it's still flowing freely. Over in the Laurel area, we have on-the-ground sewage in three of the five communities over there that are really bad. And I know between Mr. Vincent and Mr. Schaefer, they've both seen this firsthand, and it's important that we get this fixed. We need to get Denrick off the ball, or we need to get them out of the way, and we need to get this fixed immediately. But I want to know what we as a county are doing to help protect our sewer down the road. We're building humongous communities, and where are we going with the sewer? Have we thought about doing an ordinance and increasing? We got funding coming from the federal government. We should be using that to the best of our ability to make our waterways and our Clean Water Act to our best thing. And I can't stand here and not be angry, and I'm not angry at you, but I'm angry at our government and our state because they're not acting fast enough. This issue did not pop up just this week or last week. It's been going on for over 5-6 years, and nothing's been done. So I want you to know that I appreciate everything that this council has done and this county has done. We're trying to bring you up to speed with Denrick, but they've been kind of closed lips, and we haven't gotten much out of them. And I appreciate my time with you. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Anyone else in the audience? Anyone else in the audience? Operator, could you check online for anybody for public comment?
At this time, there is no one standing by to make a public comment.
Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Morning, members of council. I need to show an illustration, so let me bring this up on the computer. Okay, actually, let me bring this down. So I'm here today to discuss several county-owned properties related to the Park Avenue realignment that DelDOT has underway. Illustrated here on the map and in your packet are the respective properties that will be affected by the Park Avenue realignment. You can see on the map here the white line, and this is for illustration purposes, of course, this is not to scale, but the Park Avenue realignment phase one involves the road starting here at the Park Aero Safety intersection with Route 113 and runs towards South Bedford Street and then through county-owned properties and then eventually back to current Park Avenue alignment. What's illustrated here is phase one of that construction project. You may ask yourself, why are some of these properties back here being affected? eventually, this Park Avenue section, the current Park Avenue section, will be a cul-de-sac, and they will stop this road here with a cul-de-sac, and then stop this road with a cul-de-sac, eventually handing this road over to the county, as you can see in reference to our airport. That has a benefit to us to own that portion of the road. So we've worked with DLDOT for a number of years. Most of you are very aware of this project, and the county either needs to provide a fee simple ownership to properties affected or easement access for the construction project. The land has been appraised by DLDOT through their standard appraisal process. It's appraised at $350,000 for either the purchase of or access of via easement of these properties. However, DLDOT is asking us to donate this property for a minimum price because in phase two of Park Avenue, they are going to provide intersection improvements for our two entrances on existing Park Avenue, one at the Fire Marshal entrance of our business park and one at the Baltimore Avenue entrance of our business park, which is a significant savings for the county, quite frankly, and an ideal solution for those entrances, which will require improvements when the second phase of Park Avenue is built. So we've reviewed this. I think it's a good idea. I know you're very familiar with it. They are ready to go as far as conveying this property. The project for phase one is going out to bid any day now, with construction starting next year, or early next year, and this is a two-year construction for this phase. So I have a motion for your consideration.
Read your motion.
Okay. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the disposition of certain pieces of land located in the area of Park Avenue and the Delaware Coastal Airport, identified as tax parcels 13520, and it's the same index for all these parcels, so I'm not going to repeat. It's 13520, 31, 40, 41, 51.01, 64, 75, 75.01, 92.01, and 93. Be it further moved, the Sussex County Council enters into a purchase agreement with the State of Delaware Department of Transportation for the acquisition of the same properties for the purpose of constructing phase one of Park Avenue realignment.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Raleigh.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I have a yes. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Slide back over here.
Okay, your report next.
Okay, County Administrator's report for August 31st, 2021. Item one, Sussex County Emergency Medical Services has been awarded the American Heart Association Mission Lifeline Gold Plus Award. The award recognizes the commitment and success in implementing a high standard of pre-hospital care by ensuring that every STEMI patient receives treatment according to national accepted recommendations and standards. Congratulations to Robbie Murray, Director of EMS, and the entire EMS staff for their efforts in achieving this award. Item two, Council will not meet on September 7th. The next regularly scheduled Council meeting will be held Tuesday, September 14th. In addition, County offices will be closed Monday, September 6th for the Labor Day holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. I would say that the Heart Association Gold Plus Award, this is, I think, the third year in a row they've won this gold standard, which is a tremendous thing for our visitors, residents, patients, of them.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize that when the paramedics show up, it's almost like you're at the emergency room already, you know, to a limited degree, but we've made huge strides in improving that service over the years. And
thank you, sir.
It's a great thing.
Mr. Whitehouse. Recommendation to award contracts for on-call planning services.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. I have included a short memo in Council's paperless packet this morning. I don't propose to read the whole memo, but I will provide a short overview. So on February 21st, the Planning and Zoning Department published a request for proposals for on-call planning services in Sussex County, and the purpose of the RFP was to seek multiple firms to provide on-call planning services for a variety of projects over a three-year period. And the anticipated scope was included but not limited to potential text and map amendments to the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, updates to the existing ordinances, and miscellaneous planning reports and advice. In response to the RFP, a total of 4 consultant proposals were received, and then based on the criteria established, an evaluation committee was assembled to review them and rank the proposals. They met on April 12th, with interviews being held with all 4 submissions in April and May of this year. And those interviews included a summary of the services offered, and there was a range of services relating to transportation. Based upon those interviews, 3 were selected to proceed, and I can provide a very short overview of the 3 firms that were selected. The first is AECOM Technical Services Incorporated. They're located in Sussex County, and they provide engineering and planning services to a variety of municipal clients. Their AECOM offices do not undertake work for developers, so there's no possibility of conflicts of interest arising, and the AECOM team has experience in comprehensive planning work and site plan review across multiple municipalities, including the city of Rehoboth, Millville, Dagsborough, and Ocean View. The second is Century Engineering Incorporated. They have offices located in Newark and Dover with access to over 500 employees. The Century Engineering team has an excellent understanding of transportation matters in Sussex County, having previously worked on the Sussex County DLDOT MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. They also have considerable experience in comprehensive planning work in Transportation Improvement Districts, TIDs. And the third is McCormick Taylor Incorporated. They provide a full service consulting firm with over 400 staff located across 17 offices. They have offices in Newark, Delaware, and Salisbury, Maryland, and they have also undertaken work for the county previously through the prior comp plan update. Based upon those 3 firms which are selected based on their ranking, the county staff has been working with our legal team to review and prepare draft agreements. They have now been subjected to review and agreements, and they're now in a procedural format. So the next step was to come to council to present to you our findings and our recommendation. And unless council has any questions on the 3 firms that are recommended, I do have a motion.
So let's read your motion, then we'll see.
So, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Department, the Sussex County Council awards 3-year agreements for on-call planning services to AECOM Technical Services Incorporated, Century Engineering Incorporated, and McCormick Taylor Incorporated.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion?
I do have a little unclear as to, is each firm hired for specific duties, or can any of them do anything that's listed?
So that any firm can be selected at any time for a particular project. So if the department were working on, say, a transportation-based project, we could select Century Engineering to undertake that project, while using AECOM, for example, to undertake a separate project. So it's an on-call, at-will contract that allows us to use them as and when needed.
So any of them can do any of those tasks that are you talked about in the...
That's correct. And in the past, we've actually used a combination when it comes to comprehensive planning work. So it's not necessarily one firm undertaking all the work. So one could take map work, for example, and one could undertake text work on a comp plan.
I don't have a problem with that. I just was a little unclear as to, it seemed like, you know, I didn't necessarily understand the need for 3 companies, but.
The aim of the recommendation was to give us access to the strengths and expertise of all 3. So between the 3 firms, they have a very broad, wide expertise across multiple subjects. Okay. For example, Century Engineering is particularly skilled and has experience in TID work, for example, and transportation-based projects, whilst McCormick Taylor has much more extensive work in comprehensive planning matters. So across the 3, they provide a wide variety of skills and expertise that we could bring to bear and use. So.
Any more questions? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried.
Thank you,
sir. Mr. Medlars. Final balancing change order for sub EMS station.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members.
Good morning.
This
good
morning, is sir. The final appearance of the county engineer on behalf of the paramedic station in North Seaford. And I don't know whether you enjoyed the saga where we read the issue with the pictures associated. So we had some trials and tribulations regarding the generator and the startup and the gas feed. And we got it all worked out, but it did take quite some time. So and we got it all worked out without any cost. Now, The Del Dot closeout of the entrance was somewhat tricky, and there was an adjacent property, and the president knows it well, and Del Dot says, you want to do X? I said, X was never in the bid. So I said, we'd like for you to do X. So just to get it all done, we moved in with the general labor and equipment contract and did the X. And so everything's finished, and we have a final check. We have a real entrance approval and permit, and we officially moved in with a certificate of occupancy, which for commercial entrances, you need the Del Dot buy-in. So that's, it's all said and done. So then we went back and forth with the contractor about how much contingency money was really burned up in this whole process. And in the end, the owner, Mr. Henschel, and I agreed that whether it's 55, 45, 50, so we said, let's just split the contingencies 50-50, close this project out, and release the retainage and take our $6,000 credit. So here we are. It's as I said, it's a give and take, and I think it's a fair proposal, and I think I'm ready to make a recommendation.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number 2 for contract C19-08 EMS 200 Medic 110 station be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $6,175, and that substantial completion be granted effective August 17th, 2021, with any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract document.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley.
Good enough.
Okay,
we'll just alternate.
Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obvious. Yeah. Motion carried. Next, sir.
So if I may say, in the end, if you look at the whole big picture on EMS 200, we came in under bid.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Good job.
The biosolids, and this is not a change order. Remember, you closed this project out. We had a number of open items, which Ms. Jennings and I addressed with an emergency purchase order, which we allowed the equipment to be purchased. As a matter of fact, this is the week where we'll be installing the de-dusting, which you had previously approved in the last change order before we closed the contract out. This has to do with, there's no other way to say it, some self-inflicted damages. And we have measures in place to limit any future exposure to these self-inflicted damages. And we have the materials in order. We were able to stitch things back together. It's running as we speak today. We're only running on 2 pumps versus 4 pumps. The parts are expected to arrive within the next 4 or 5 weeks, at which point we will be fully operational again with all 4 pieces of equipment. And with a solid quality control plan in place, we have reached a conclusion with the contractor that of the 2 pressure sensor rings, which are fairly expensive items, that one failure was not related to the foreign material in the sludge, and the other one was. So there's a discount in that if you look at it very closely. So what we're asking for really 2 things. A, first to update you on that Ms. Jennings and I authorized the purchase of the equipment because there was a 12 to 14 week lead item. So we just need to get that on order, because when we authorized that, we did not know whether we could stitch the system together in time, which we did. And the other one is now the supplemental to close the gap for the installation of all the various items. So it is, we are here where we are.
There you go. You have a motion.
I do have a.
I'll get you off that.
I do have a motion. Yes, please get me off the subject matter. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, Council approve a supplemental purchase order to Bearing Construction Inc. in the amount of $18,222.20 for the reinstallation of repaired pumps and pressure sensors.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And next, sir.
Mr. President, on the, let me wrap up the other one. I will be back on this, not on this contract, but Mr. Lawson and I have been working on the conveyance of the biosolids from one shed to the other. So that will be coming back to you. I said that in my last South Coastal memo. I'm going to say it here again. So if I come in a few weeks,
right,
that's the conclusion of the two items. If you move on to the next one, the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District contract amendment number 4 for Whitman and Record on the contract construction administration and project inspection. That has to do with contract 1 on Herring Creek. That was the pump stations and the valve vaults and everything associated with that. That project, even so it is quality-wise a good project, it has taken forever. So we are way over the timeline. We have officially issued the liquidated damages, evoked the clause in the contract. The contractor will be charged damages. They will be paying for these extra contract administration and inspection services. However, we have exhausted the funds associated with that. And we still have open funds, but they're on different projects. Remember, we also have the first gravity contract. That's the one off Sloan Road. That had a contract administration inspection component. And the third contract, which is the one off Banks Road, which goes all the way to Winding Creek Village, but not including Winding Creek Village, which is the last one to be bid. So this one here just deals with the supplemental funds needed for that pump station component. So it's a very specific one. We have reimbursement in place, and I do not anticipate to pay for that before it's over.
Okay. You have a motion?
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and amendment number 4 to the EJCDC base engineering contract for the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $68,852 for additional construction administration inspection services for Herring Creek Gravity Sewer Construction Contract 1, contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Raleigh.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh?
Yes.
I move. Yes. And last one, sir.
The last item to be added by amendment, and thank you, Mr. Lawson, for accommodating that. This is a, you have heard me talk about the EMS building, public safety building, and the steel price contingency, which was built into the award. I've been really after the general contractor, Bancroft, to put this together for us so they can lock in their purchase order to their structural steel subcontractor and their light gauge steel. That's the guys who put up the steel studs and all the steel framing in the building. So both of these have come in, and they just came in late Friday and early yesterday. So the structural steel came in late Friday, and this one, the light steel gauge, came in yesterday. On the structural steel, there's a contingency built in because, as you can see from the breakdown, they had to buy the various structural steel components from a number of the vendors, suppliers. So we have a contingency built in. So the first motion I would ask you is a not to exceed one, because I want to get this out so we can place the go-ahead, the change order, to the contractor so they can issue the purchase orders to their vendors. So first one will be a not to exceed recommendation. The second one is a final recommendation for the light gauge. So that one is closed and is ready to be finished. So talking to Ms. Jennings yesterday and to Mr. Lawson, this is actually less than what I expected based on the price fluctuation we've been observing. So I'm somewhat pleased to say, and the President and I, we've discussed numbers which were much higher than that. So I hope you're happy with that. And so I'm fully ready to proceed. We're still well below our budgeted amounts for the project, and discussing with the contractor today, we anticipate a start immediately after Wings and Wheels. I'm sure Mr. Lawson's happy to hear that. So,
yeah,
so we have two, because they're distinct and different, yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract C-19-04 Sussex County Public Safety Building be approved in the not-to-exceed amount of $40,000.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
So, make Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number two for contract C-19-04 Sussex County Public Safety Building be approved, increasing the contract by $8,800 for material price increases in light gauge steel.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good job. I'm sorry, man. There's that.
Not allowed to say anything?
No, we had public comment earlier.
Oh, I think okay.
Yeah, but we'll.
That's it? That's any time you're allowed to talk?
Well, unless you're going to be here for the public hearing, what I can do next.
What time is that?
In about 2 minutes.
Okay, well, thank you.
For Chapel Farms, is that what you're about? No?
No.
Okay. Then, no, that's the only time, yes, ma'am. But beginning of council.
I understand, okay.
Yeah, she was here in attendance. She just didn't understand.
Yeah, why?
At the beginning, he said public comments.
Yeah. He did, and I, okay.
Yeah, so we do that every time at the beginning, and okay. You were here.
I was here, but I don't understand.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
We got 2 minutes. Let's do a grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one grant request. It is Pop Warner Little Scholars for Woodbridge Youth Football. They're requesting $10,000 for their 2021 football season uniform and equipment expenses. Last grant awarded to this organization was $2,000 from Mr. Vincent for their Pride cheerleading organization. Ms. Green, place this one on the agenda.
Mrs. Green, you want to give them $10,000?
Okay. I wish I could.
Okay, that's what you want to do. Okay, I just thought I'd check.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I would give $1,000.
You'll give $1,000.
I will contribute $1,000 from my council member.
Yeah, I'll do $1,000. Motion, Mrs. Green, second. Second, Mr. Riley, to grant $2,000 to the Pop Warner Little Scholars for the Woodbridge Youth Football Association's equipment and uniform expenses, being $1,000 from Mrs. Green's Council Mac account and $1,000 from my Council Mac account. Question on the motion. Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer. Oops, you're not here. I thought you turned back. Mrs. Down. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Let's move now to public hearings. By the time you walk down here, it'll be 10:30.
Yes.
Take your time.
Yeah, walk slow.
Yeah, take your time. You're good. Walk fast now.
Mr. President, this is time and place for a public hearing on the Chapel Farm annexation into the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area. Mr. Ashman will give a short presentation explaining what the proposal is. Subsequent to that, council will have an opportunity to question. And then after council's had their questions answered, any member of the public has an opportunity to comment. And after any of the members in the room comment, we will open it up for anyone who's listening remotely. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Today is this an expansion for the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District West Rehoboth area. The engineering department received a request from Becker Morgan Group on behalf of their client, Chapel Farm LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Chapel Farm on parcel 235-23.00-1.02. Permission to prepare and post notices was granted on July 13th of 2021. Project would be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates, and an infrastructure use agreement will be required. The engineering department advertised the week of August 15th and 22nd and posted notices on August 2nd of 2021. To date, I have received no correspondence in support or opposition to this annexation.
Any questions from council?
I have just one quick question.
Hudson.
Is there an extent, distinction between the commercial part and the residential part of this as far as sewer goes?
Once it's in the district, they'll give us a...
So they're good, it's only a one-time deal?
One-time deal on annexation, they'll give us a diagram on how they're serving the parcel, and we'll tell them where the connection point is.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Question?
Okay. Is there anyone in the room that would like to comment on this proposal? Is there anyone in the room that would like to comment? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment on this?
Currently, there is no one on the line waiting to speak.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record if council desires.
We'll close public hearing, so okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Ashman to read something, I guess, or Mr. Moore, you going to read?
Mr. Ashman.
Okay.
As the resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 235-23.00-1.02 on the west side of Coastal Highway, parcels located in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Introduction to proposed zoning ordinances.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres more or less. Mr. Schaefer.
I'll move to adopt.
Mr. Schaefer introduces.
Introduce. The next one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for outdoor equipment and material storage and a dumpster rental business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.53 acres more or less.
I'll move to...
Mr. Schaefer introduces it.
And the last one's also, or excuse me, the next one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a catering business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 6.12 acres more or less.
Move to introduce.
Mr. Schaefer introduces.
And the next one's in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditional use number 1920. That's ordinance number 2240, to allow for office space to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat shrink wrapping business to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.97 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
Hudson introduces it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive planning in relation to tax parcel 234-23-270. And there's no district listed on that. Let me look. I'm not sure which one that is. That would be Indian River 100, since it's 234, and it's for where we're going to be considering a change of zone to from a B1 neighborhood business, C1 general commercial, and CR1 commercial residential on a parcel. I don't see Mr. Whitehouse in here, so if one of the council will introduce it. Thank you. That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you. Councilmember comments? Councilmember comments? Okay. I got something. I have a topic I'd like to bring up, buffers. Seems to me we're seeing and hearing land use applications with more frequency to have some type of buffer around a resource, whether it's a tidal wetland or a stream or just a wet piece of property. A lot of applications are dealing with buffers in wetlands. And each time, we see different recommendations for volunteer buffers, sometimes 20 feet, sometimes 30 feet, sometimes 50 feet. I'm probably the only one on council that's here when it started this thing back in 2017, 2018, with people reviewing this, had a group of people that was asked to spend their time, spend a lot of time, a lot of hours and days dealing with this. A lot of work done by that group. We never saw the end product, nor did we hear it from the public. Since then, the state legislatures have passed a joint resolution to see if Denrec can and will take over jurisdiction of certain resources, including non-tidal wetlands. It really concerns me. I'm convinced we'd rather have rules made here in Georgetown by local people than in Dover. I'm going to ask Mr. Lawson to come back in a couple of weeks with an overview of the recommendations that came out of these efforts. We can have a discussion on how best to address the issue. Mr. Lawson, if you will take care of that.
I will.
Thank you. Anything else on comments? Mr. Moore, I think I'm going to ask for a motion to revert back to public comment. Maybe I wasn't clear enough a while ago with that lady, but she understood me.
Absolutely.
And make a motion.
I make that motion.
Motion for Mr. Riley, Mr. Hudson to revert back on the agenda to public comment. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Please come on down.
Thank you. A little nervous. Okay. My name's Claire Noble. I live off Parker House Road. I've been a Delaware resident my whole life. As you know, things aren't going so good in our area, but that's besides the point. What I'd like to say is I think it's wrong when a business, a builder, comes before you, comes and they get approved planning and zoning, they come to county council, everybody comes and opposes it, and you approve a certain amount of buildings, and then they come back again and say, oh no, we're not happy with what you approved, we want more. I would just like to say I think that's going to happen all the time. That's my opinion. I just wanted to express it, and I know you know I'm talking about Parker House and Buddy Neck. It's just so wrong.
Thank you. Now we'll move back on
and
the agenda.
Thank you for last time for limiting that amount to the number you limited to. Thank you.
By the way, ma'am, you did say that you lived off Parker Heights Road. What is your address, please, for the record?
37628 Oak. I'm on the corner of Oak and Parker House.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're going to move back on the agenda to executive session. Entertain motion for the executive session for pending potential litigation and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm here. Now, executive session.